We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, that was loud. Anyway, hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jancy Ripito on 96.5 KECL. One of my favorite people in the world showed up in the studio and surprised me today. It's not even my birthday. Jancy, welcome to the show.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, well, I'm going to have you help me do the whole show today, so I'll start out with the live reads over here, and then I'll let you do that one over there I handed you, and we'll check it out. First, let me get to the weather real quick and do an update, if it will let me, because I know who's not the hottest today. It's not out this yet. 93 degrees is our temperature in Elk City. Humidity is 31. Heat index is 92. The winds are out of south-southwest at 16 miles an hour and gusting to up to 22. Let's do a area research to see who's the hottest right now. It actually just became Altus. Dang, they win every day almost. Altus is at 94 degrees. Elk City's 93. Granfield's at 93. Hollis, Oklahoma, 93. Wheeler is at 91, Shamrock's at 94, and let's see, looks like Beaver, Oklahoma is the hottest thing going in Oklahoma right now at 96 degrees. I have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here shortly. Let's check out the grain futures. Corn for July is $7.60, September $6.41. December $6.28. Soybeans July $16.94, August $15.81, and September $14.99, and November is $14.83. Soybean meal is $475 a short ton for July. August is $4.39. And September is $421.70 a short ton. Soybean oil is 71 cents a pound. August is 68.20. Hard red winter wheat for July. Futures 9.68. September's at 9.75. Oats 6.61 for July. September is 5.05. And let's see what the cash grain prices are doing so far in Oklahoma and Texas as an hour ago. Hard red winter wheat cash prices at $9.07. Corn's at $8.22, Milo's at $7.50, and soybeans are $15.67. What's happening in the world over there, Jancy?
Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading on concerns about demand amid global recession fears. Several recent reports have showed economies worldwide are slowing and consumer confidence is waning. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index fell to a 98.7 reading from a 103.2 print in May. The index now stands at the lowest since February of 2021. The Present Situation Index, which measures current and business conditions, fell slightly to a 147.1 reading, while its Expectations Index, measuring the short-term outlook for income, business, and labor conditions, plunged to a 66.4 print from 73.7, marking the lowest level since March of 2013, the Conference Board said. Central banks globally have been raising interest rates in a bid to cool economies and slow inflation. The U.S. Federal Reserve earlier this month rose interest rates 75 basis points, and Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland President Loretta Mester said yesterday that she would be in favor of another 75-point rate increase. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 3 3/4 cents to 14.47 bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $2.30 to a $404 $2.70 short ton, while soybean oil futures dropped 25 cents. The corn futures for December delivery were down $5.75 to $6.48 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery lost 6 cents a bushel, while Kansas City futures fell 25 cents to $9.91 a bushel. Output in the 7 days that ended on June 24th fell to an average of 1.051 million barrels a day from 1.055 million barrels a week earlier. That's the lowest production level in 3 weeks. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to an average of 990,000 barrels per day, down from 996,000 barrels the previous week. Rocky Mountain production declined to 15,000 barrels a day from 16,000 barrels a week earlier. That was the entirety of the declines, as West Coast production was unchanged for the fifth straight week at 9,000 barrels a day, the government said. East Coast output rose to 13,000 barrels per day from 12,000 barrels the previous week, and Gulf Coast production increased from 24,000 barrels from 23,000 barrels the previous week. Inventories, meanwhile, plunged to 22 million barrels in the 7 days through June 24th. That's down from 23 million barrels a week earlier and the lowest level since the week that ended on December 31st, the agency said in its new report.
Sounds like biofuels is up and down there a little bit.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, anyway. Well, I'm glad you're here today. When we get back from the break, you and I are going to talk a little bit about livestock, and then we're going to exchange stories that's been going on the last few weeks since you've been gone. How's that?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. Do you got any friends that work at the fireworks stands anywhere?
I know that the Merritt football team has a football or a fireworks stand going right now.
Where's it at?
I'm not real sure where it's at. I would have to ask Mom.
I seen that somewhere. It's got to be out here, Weston.
It's out here somewhere. And then the Elk City Band has theirs out.
Right here?
Yes, right out here.
Yeah.
I've seen several others. I don't know who's running them, but.
Well, I think yesterday when they told me about it, and I think there's only one on that side of town, but Hammond 4-H and FFA Booster Association's got theirs going on out here north of Love's on 34 Highway, going no other place than to Hammond, Oklahoma. It's on the highway there. It's just very, like I said, it's north of Love's, and it's open from 5 to 10 starting tomorrow, Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then we'll talk about some of the sales results from Hobart Stockyards coming up when I give the livestock futures going here pretty quick. So anyway, Jancy and Jimmy will be right back right after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I knew I was probably going to try to get a hold of Mickey, and I had been shopping and had the prices. So I had shopped previously before Mickey showed up at the office, and I told him that. And he understood, and he said he wanted to give it a shot. And so he did, and his prices were right. And his coverage was as good or better than some of the stuff I was shopping. And so that was an easy decision for me because I'd already done the legwork on the other end, but I had been to their places. He shows up at my barn. And so when he was even a little bit cheaper on some stuff the same, it was an easy decision for me because you got a guy there wanting your business. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing.
We strive in our cow herd for high-efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Jim C, we're back. Well, I guess we, man, text line on my phone and on the radio's computer lit up. The Merritt fireworks stand is at Otis Crane there on Merritt Road.
That's where I figured it was. That's where they usually set up their fireworks stand is at Otis Crane.
So we got that one. We got the band right here on the west side of town, just right west of the, basically, the, what's right there, the museum and the cleaners and the restaurant. And then we got the Hammond 4-H out here on the east side of town on 34 Highway, because it is the 4th of July this weekend, and I know there's going to be some fireworks exploded somewhere, but not at Sean Wilson's hand. But anyway, they won't be going off there anymore, so anyway, we'll move along. Livestock. Let's check out the futures on live cattle for June, 138. It looks like everything's up on the cattle. Good. It was down this morning. August, 132.60. October, 138.95. And December, 144.92. Feeder cattle, August, 173.87. September, 176.50. And then let me get to my phone here. And we'll do what happened at Hobart yesterday. Didn't look too bad over there yesterday. I was kind of caught off guard there the week of the 4th of July. Well, anyway, 470 or 347 pound steers were bringing up to 230, nearly 500 pounders up to 186, 547, 500 to 600 weights were bringing up to $1.69 on the heifers. 300 weights were bringing up to $1.73, 400s $1.63, 500s $1.56, and up 600 pound range, six to 700, we're bringing $1.45. Cows, butcher cows were bringing up to $1, and bred cows 13.10, pairs 14.50, and bulls were bringing up to $1.12. So anyway, looked pretty good down there. And what's going on? So you had some travels since you left.
I have.
And I think you went to Iowa.
I did.
And you went up and showed. How many pigs was at the show?
There was, I don't remember the exact number, but close to 2,000 pigs there.
So there was plenty.
Yeah, there was 28 states represented at the exposition in Iowa. So there was exhibitors from 28 different states there.
Yeah, it was Des Moines, right?
Yes, in Des Moines.
You liked that town?
Yes, I liked it a lot. I liked the fairgrounds. I liked the town. It was just, I enjoyed it a lot.
I bet there was a bunch of the college kids come over from Iowa State, didn't they?
Yes, there was a bunch of college kids. The OJSA Pork Council actually worked the ring and handed out our awards and took back tag numbers. So there was several college kids there.
Oh, cool. And how'd you do?
My crossbred gilt ended up placing third. And my Burke was seventh in class.
That's pretty good out of 2,000.
Yeah, not bad.
No, especially your first time there.
Yeah, that was my first time to go.
You guys didn't have a clue. I mean, you can talk to people all you want.
Yeah.
But when the judge walks in the ring, the show is over for what you thought it was going to be. So did you, was the whole family go?
Carter did not go with us. He stayed with Ty Allen and Cooper Newcomb at the sheep barn and worked sheep while we were gone.
Oh, Was he ready for you guys to get home?
No, he actually came home for 2 days to help Dad in the fields and then went back to the sheep barn because he enjoyed it so much. He's just been home for a couple of days now since we got back.
And do we see sheep in the future for Carter?
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, I got a present for you to take home to him. And he'll be happy his sister showed up down there. Anyway, so how's the farming operation been going? The pig farms, and include the pigs too.
The pigs look really good right now. Everything's eating good. Nothing's been sick, so we're pretty fortunate on that part. Farming, Dad was kind of stressed out when we got back from Iowa because he had so much to do, but I think from what he said, everything else looks good, and we're on track now.
So how many hogs are you taking care of?
I pulled blood and hair on 14. Day before yesterday.
Yeah, I see your mom posted. You're filling out your Tulsa
paperwork.
Yes,
I pulled hair on 14 for Tulsa.
For Tulsa?
Yes.
So how long does it take you to work your hogs and take care of them? Because you got to watch them a lot in the heat.
Yeah, I'm cleaning pens every other day just to save wood chips because they are hard to find right now. But on days I do that, I'll be out there 2.5 to 3 hours. And I go out there every hour, make sure they're not hot because it is so hot outside and they are in a metal barn. But on days I don't have to clean, 1.5 to 2 hours every day.
And then are you helping with the farming?
No, not really. Dad doesn't let me go with them a whole lot.
That hasn't changed since our last show.
No.
That's Chad. What's up? You got a very bright, smart daughter here. That could drive a tractor. I'd do it just get in your truck, go across the road, see Grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this equipment's not just a little bit dirtier than your dad's, but it works.
Yeah, Pa's Ho wouldn't tell me no. He'd let me help him.
Yeah, so that's in the works. So if Mr. Gary's listening, guess what? Your hired hand is on the way.
I'll be there when I get done with the radio.
Yeah, because I'll send a present home for him, too.
Oh, you have a present for him, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The Carter and Gary. Chad's out.
Yeah. Chad doesn't get a present.
But anyway, there's a... Henny, and what's Mom doing?
Mom has been kind of cleaning anything she can get her hands on outside. Yeah.
I've never seen nothing like her on the outside.
She's a beast. Anything she can find that can be mowed, cleaned.
Shredded.
Yeah, shredded anything. Chainsaw. Sprayed. Yeah, she hops right on it. She keeps herself entertained.
Yeah.
She's a working lady.
She's got a beautiful yard. You guys have never seen there, even the entrance, because I've learned when I go over there to get something, steal something mainly, but anyway, to go over there and get something, I drive like 3 miles an hour, slowest my vehicle will come through there, because if she pops around the corner and I dust her out, and I'm already in Facebook jail. I don't need to get my chewed out by your mom.
Yeah, she'll get you if you come hauling butt down the driveway.
Yeah, she will. She'll nail you. And then the dog, the one that bit me the first time I went over there, now me and him's having a come to the Lord meeting. The
second Which one?
Time, the big black and white one.
Oh.
That Bo don't like.
Yeah, he don't do a whole lot anymore. He's too old. He's been ran over twice, so he don't get around like he used to.
It was on purpose?
No. I got his back leg once, and then Mom got him with both tires. Mom, I'm sorry I told everybody this, but yeah, he don't get around like he used to.
Well, you guys were gone, I went over there, and he's not the one that confronts you front on. He gets you from behind.
Yeah, he'll nip you from behind.
And there was something laying there the second time him and I come to a meeting, he never bothered me again. Anyway, so I shouldn't have told that either, but I didn't hurt him bad. Anyway, he bit the crap out of me the first time.
Yeah, he's fine now. It's okay.
But your dad come over to our house one day, and Teddy Bear.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a teddy bear, but he grabbed hold of your dad, so paybacks were even. So
Doug probably deserved it, so.
Anyway, when we come back, we have things to talk about. We got the drought going on or starting back. Texas, we're going to talk about Texas. Texas is almost back to where it was in 2011 as far as drought. Not as bad. I think the media's, all the ag media's kind of blowing it up just a little more than what it is. They're hurting. Hey, don't get me wrong. They're hurting. But back in 2011, if you look at the U.S. drought monitor, Texas was red and dark red. And now they're dark red, red, and yellow. But they're getting close, and it is headed our way also here. So when we come back, Nancy and I will have some more ag news for you. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 27th. 1,085 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 235 brought 575. 3 at 462 brought 183. 8 at 638 brought 185. 4 at 745 brought 164. 13 at 893 brought 158.50. 5 head of heifers at 272 brought 550. 8 at 429 brought 161. 3 at 547 brought 167. 15 at 696 brought 156.50. 8 at 1150 brought 121. Butcher cows were 50 to 103. Butcher bulls brought 108 to 121. Pairs were 1100 to 1150. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
At the Elk City Measurement Station, we are actually 94 degrees with a heat index at 93. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 21. And here on the Gabe Gadget, you haven't been here. We got a new gadget. And Gabe installed it. And it's 90 degrees here at the studio, 35% humidity. And he must not have his wind thing up high enough because it's only showing like 3.6 miles an hour. So, and I can see those cottonwoods are out there getting after it out there. So, anyway, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here shortly. Meanwhile, let me tell you about my adventures this morning. You ready?
Yes, I am.
I got up early. I got to be over here. I had the gooseneck trailer already hooked up, cattle trailer hooked up, because I have these two bulls leased from Mr. Chad Newman out there at Circle M. And I was taking them back because it's the end of the month and I didn't want him to charge me interest being late tomorrow. So I leased them for 60 days for the cows out here west of town. So I had it hooked up. I come in here, I did my early morning ag update, recorded it, installed it into the system. Then I come back up here and I've been doing the early morning show for Nathan. He's been gone. So me and Landry, I got Landry out of his bubble. You know, he was in a bubble. Have you ever listened to him?
I have a couple times,
so
yes.
You can tell both of them are in a bubble.
Yes.
Yeah, they were raised in a bubble. Anyway, so I kind of got Landry out of his bubble. Well, the mountain man comes walking through here, Mr. Corey Speaker.
Really?
Yeah, he comes walking through here. He said, "Hey, you got a cut tire out there on your trailer." I said, "What?" Because I looked at him this morning before I left. And there's nothing wrong, and I didn't hit nothing on the way over here, so I know something. So what it was is the cap was coming loose from the tire anyway, and it had a look. It opened up on the side. Well, it's still up. Everything's good. I thought I'll be all right to haul two bulls 6 or 8 miles. And I got out there after the early morning show, called the cows in, got them separated, got the two bulls separated. I went up there to get the gate situation. While I was walking up there, I heard one of the tires go poof. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I had my impact with me. I got a jack. I always carry a hydraulic jack with me, but I don't have a socket. So I had to unhook from the trailer, go down to a guy about 3 miles away, break into his barn, get a couple sockets, come back, change the tire. And I thought, man, there's no way I'm going to get those bulls loaded and over to the Circle M before I get done, before my show. And then, anyway, I did. I got it all done, got the bulls over there. I charged Chad for getting them in better shape than when I picked them up. No, I'm just kidding. No, there were really a couple good bulls, but they were in good shape. And so they put them, they were doing the test on them. But the guy that works there with Chad and Ed Carter said, man, he was getting the bulls in. He said, I smell essential oils. And I was like, what? He said, you've been putting essential oils on your bulls? I said, you've been hanging around my wife way too long if you smell essential oils. Well, what it was is 3 or 4 days ago, I'd sprayed them with vinegar, Dawn dish soap, and Pine Sol. And that keeps flies off of them. And he could still smell it. The rest of us couldn't. So anyway, that was what that was. He thought he was being smart by saying essential oils because he thought my wife, Sandy, had been out there spraying the cattle with essential oils, which is not true. She didn't spray them with essential oil. Anyway, so I got them unloaded. I come back. I happened to have my spare with me today, so that flat deal went pretty quick. And anyway, so that was my morning before now. Just normal. Something's going to go wrong. If Jimmy Clark's around, something's going to go wrong.
Whose place did you steal sockets from?
Price Farms.
No.
Anyway, hey, did you see? You didn't know about it, but now you do.
I do now.
You want to describe what's happening?
Yes. I have information on the first annual KECO 96.5 Wild Plum Jam Music Fest. It's going to be noon to midnight, Friday, July 15th at the Sayre City Park. Food trucks, vendors, adult beverages are available, free swimming. Admission is $50 per person, but kids under 12 get in free with an adult. Buy tickets at any Hutch's C-Store location or may be purchased online at sayrechamber.org and at the gate of the festival. Only tickets purchased at a Hutch's C-Store will be entered in the first annual Sweet and Juicy Sweepstakes cash and prizes given away all afternoon, but you must be present to win.
Yep. That's an all-day event.
I'm going to try to go if I get pigs done in time.
I bet you can. Somebody can cover you on that deal.
Surely.
Yeah, because that's going to be a fun time.
It looks fun, yes.
Yeah. And swimming pool will be open?
Yes, it says free swimming.
Free swimming, and there's be all kinds of vendors out there. That's going to be so much fun. And then the next day, after that is the Dust Bowl days.
Yes.
And the parade, and I'm emceeing it. You ought to come help me emcee it.
Okay.
Because you know all the kids that'll be coming through there.
Yeah.
You can talk trash on them.
Okay.
Because Gabe's got me these two great big speakers that we're going to put out. So the whole downtown Sayre during the parade will be able to hear me. He said all I need was electricity and the wattage would be turned up. You got a big stereo in your truck?
Yeah, it gets pretty loud.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, let's see. I had something I wanted to talk about. What did it do? Oh, yeah, K-State. K-State says their beef experts are offering some tips to reduce ranch expenses. If ranchers are doing anything right now, including farmers, we're trying to bring our expenses down to make our bottom line at least equal. How's that? With inflation on the rise, many people are looking for creative ways to make the most of their financial resources. This is true for cattle ranchers as well, said Dustin Pendle, K-State University agriculture economist. In a recent Cattle Chat podcast from K-State's Beef Cattle Institute, Pendle offered producers a few ways to make the most of their dollars. One strategy is to manage around price inputs, is to participate in the futures and options market. Pendle said, noting these strategies offer investors the opportunity to make money or hedge on their investments. He also encouraged producers to look at ways to reduce feed expenses, and I totally 100% agree with that. 70% of the variable costs in the cattle operations are related to feed expenses, he said, suggesting ranchers look at rotational grazing as a management on feed. That's one option. Beef cattle nutritionist Philip Lancaster explained that with rotational grazing, cattle are moved from pasture to pasture frequently to allow the grass to recover and keep it from being overgrazed, which is very important during the summer, and you don't expose the bare ground to the heat elements and the sun, mainly the sun, especially when we're not getting any rain. A good grazing management technique is to adjust the rotation based on the forage response to the current growing conditions and grazing pressure, meaning you could probably rotate less if you're getting rain. If you're not, you probably need to rotate more. He also said producers need to find the optimum stocking rate for their pastures. There is a connection between stocking rate and productivity per cow and per acre, and is it important to find out what the optimum stocking rate number is. Along with intensive grazing, he encouraged producers to use their feed resources wisely. Make sure you're only supplementing the cows that really need the extra nutrition and not the whole herd. In order to do that, producers may need to group the cows into smaller numbers, which involves additional labor. With other expenses go up, producers may need to put more of their own sweat equity in the ranch and reduce the labor expense, said veterinarian Bob Larson. It's time to rethink how we reuse our resources, including the labor expense. The investment in labor might be less than what I've got in fuel, for example. Experts agree that reducing expenses is one way to manage in the time of increasing inputs. Veterinary Brad White said producers might also look at a way to increase revenue. This might be a good time to look at alternative marketing strategies. Get your spreadsheet out and see if hitting a different market window will be cost effective. And I've done that for the last couple of years, and I've been selling some of my bull calves, not work, not wing, not nothing, to the guys for way more than I would get at the sale barn. But I just happened to get lucky and find this guy, and he likes the way my breeding with the Angus and the Simmental is going. He comes up and he buys them all and takes them home. And then I find a friend here and a friend there that's needing a bull, sell them a bull. And that's one way I've changed it. And I feed my own alfalfa hay, and so I don't cake very much. So I don't have to go buy out cake. And then on minerals and stuff like that, guys, you can offer cattle a lot of things they really don't need, but minerals is one of them that they gotta have. And yes, I've noticed around my mineral feeders, some cows hang out there, certain cows hang out there way more than the rest of them. And you know how these cows are clicky. Have you ever seen clicky cows?
Yes.
Somebody's going to be the head picker in that bunch, and they kind of like chickens, somebody's going to be the boss. Well, you might need to separate your older cows from your younger cows if you got the pastures to do it. If you don't, you don't. And get them where the younger cows that get picked on the most can get up to the mineral feeders and get the right amount of minerals. There's all kinds of ways to save money, and you guys need to think about it hard this year, because have you heard your dad griping about costs lately?
He gripes about costs. He's been griping about costs for the past, I don't know how long, but yeah.
Man, talk about, I'm going to throw Dad under the bus today. I'm on the radio. Yeah, you don't care, do you? Anyway, but the cost this year, I set a deal the other day where a gentleman over at somebody over there by me told me, I don't even remember who it is, my brain's dead right now, but they said that it was cheaper to work the ground now, by three times cheaper than to spray. But over there where you and I live at, it's sand.
Yeah.
And you can go in there and work your ground, but you might pay dearly for it if it the wind gets up and it doesn't rain and we don't have any cover crops on them. So anyway, a lot of people have different operations, and in our listening area, we got tight ground to red shale to sand to everything. We even got salty ground down there in the break. So we got all kinds of different ground. So everybody's got to do it different. Not everything I say works for everybody, but it makes you start thinking, hopefully. When I come back with you, I'll let you do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
Okay.
You got it up already, probably, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll get it up while you're gone. We'll be right back after this, and I got some farming tips. I know I got something else. Oh, Christmas in July is coming up at the lake. You been to one of those?
I haven't.
What? You haven't not been to Christmas in July? It's been a while since I've been to one. So anyway, it's coming up. All kinds of information coming up in the last part of the show. It's Today in Ag with Jancy and Jimmy. We'll be right back.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
We need to get one of those made that's got your name in it, too.
Yes, we do.
Gabe paid that guy to make that for me. Because he's got that, hey, this is Jimmy Love talking about. I can't go that deep, so anyway. Hey, what's the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast look like?
Today is going to be hot with a high of 97. Winds out of the south, anywhere from 15 to 16 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be clear, low of 71. Tomorrow's going to be hot again, 97 degrees is your high. Winds out of the south, 9 to 16 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 96. Winds south-southeast, 6 to 12 miles an hour. Sunday's going to be a high of 97, hot again. Winds out of the south, 6 to 12 miles an hour. And then your 4th of July on Independence Day, it's going to be hot. 98 degrees is your high. Winds out of the south, anywhere from 9 to 16 miles an hour.
That won't be too bad for firecrackers.
It doesn't sound too bad.
So what's the taking care of your hogs? What's one of the most important things that your hogs need?
Probably the most important thing is just keeping them cool. We struggled for a little bit, dad being gone so much, I didn't know how to put, we have swamp coolers out there, they're big air conditioners you can run pumps through. We had set them out for the winter so that it didn't get colder in there, and he was gone for several days when it was in the hundreds, and me, Mom, and Carter didn't really know how to install those ourselves, so I was rinsing them with cold water once every hour, trying to keep them cool. So I would say the most important thing is keeping them cool out there.
What's next?
Just keeping them healthy. The flies get bad out there. They lay on my pigs like they do cattle. I've had a couple pigs break out on their back due to flies being on them so much. Yeah, yep. I've had to doctor that. Couple rashes. But other than that, everything else looks pretty good.
Okay, and then how about feed and water?
Feed and water's important year-round, even if it is hot. They've definitely been drinking more than they usually would, not eating as much as they normally would because it is so hot, but yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of finicky, aren't they?
They are.
Water is one of the most important things to anything.
Yeah.
Humans, livestock, wildlife. Radiators in your car. Anyway, so your water, is it good enough to drink? Well, this was from Dr. Biggs, or Professor Biggs, OSU Beef Extension Veterinarian. Providing access to water can be challenging, especially for operations and during drought conditions. Water-related toxicities and fatalities may be seen with greater frequency under hot and dry time periods. The warnings of toxicity often develop rapidly, and animal death may be the first clinical sign of your water. Common water-related toxicities include water sulfides, blue-green algae, nitrates, the whole word deal. The common history in water, and an automatic water stops functioning at the pump and the well quits working unbeknownst to the ranger, and it can rancher. It can be electricity goes off. The solar sun's not shining. A coon chews your wire in two on your solar pump line going into it. Anything can happen. A rod breaks on your windmill. There's so many things that can go wrong. If you got creeks, rivers, or ponds that got water in them, you're blessed. But if you don't, this is what you got to do. And there has been some stuff happen here lately. That, matter of fact, it's the reason why I'm in Facebook jail because I opened my mouth on Facebook when I should have kept it shut, but I didn't. Anyway, with good intentions, the cattle are given immediate and full access to water. Unfortunately, this approach often leads to rapid imbalances in electrolytes and salt in a cow. So have you ever heard anybody say when you catch your cattle without water and they're very thirsty, is you just don't let them get to the water immediately? There's some stuff you can put in the water to keep them from, because they can actually, it's commit suicide drinking too much water. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Do the pigs do that too?
Yes.
Okay. And so this is... there's all kinds of things that can, animals that have been without water have elevated sodium levels in their tissues, including the brain. When animals are given free or rapid access to water, the fluid rushes to the highest levels of sodium, and essentially it floods the brain. That's what gets them. Cattle rapidly show signs in their brains, they start acting pretty goofy, and including incoordination, weakness, seizures, and death. If animals have been deprived, rewatering should be done gradually over time. Just put a little bit of water in the tank and just let them soak it up. Give them a little bit and give them a little bit later. But anyway, just a few inches of water should be placed in a tank or trough. The one time I seen this happen really bad, those cows dived into the tank.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah, it was sad. Depending on the conditions, rewatering may need to be done over a period of several hours. Best thing is call your vet. They know what to do. They'll either come help you get it done, or they'll give you step by step. Sulfates. I've seen this happen too. Cows dying from sulfates. Cattle experiencing sulfur toxicity also show neuro signs. Commonly we would call this condition. Come over here. Walk over here and see if you can say this word. Here she comes. I bet Dr. Taylor can say it right off the word. You got it?
No.
No? No. Anyway, it starts with a P and ends with an A, and it's like 25 letters, or polio. How about that? We'll just call it that. Cattle initially become depressed, decrease feed intake, and exhibit a lot of crazy stuff. As the condition progresses, they become staggered, they act goofy again, and they might die. It's advisable to test water sources for sulfate levels, and retesting may need be done over time as levels can change. Additionally, sulfate levels are additive, so both feed and water can be accessed to determine acceptable levels. And that happens a lot down in south of Eric, down towards Hollis, and down in the breaks west of Willow, because that water can turn on you. It can go to smelling like salty water it make you gag when you smell it, when those wells turn over and they go to it. Anyway, we got blue-green algae, the classic history of blue-green algae. BGA is what it's known. It's several dead animals surrounding a pond. Blue-green algae is really bad on dogs. It'll kill them dead as a doornail pretty quick. There has been three main types seen in Oklahoma, and they produce a toxin that leads to neurological signs and rapid death, usually within a few hours. Liver damage may be noticed, as that big long word showed up again here. We'll just go with that. Or bloody diarrhea can be seen. Nitrates, man, that's going on right now with it being hot and dry. Nitrate toxicity is often part of the discussion when elevating forages, especially Johnson grass. However, a common history for nitrate includes hauling of water in containers previously used for fertilizer. Due to the concentration of fertilizers or other chemicals, it's nearly impossible to remove residue to a safe level. Nitrates may also reach dangerous levels in ponds or other water sources that collect drainage from manure, highly fertilized fields, or industrial waste. So anyway, deep wells are usually safe sources of water, they said. No safety standards have been set for livestock water, but it's suggested that up to 100 parts per million of nitrogen in water should be safe for cattle consuming an adequate ration that is free of nitrates. This is 10 times the safe level set for humans. So there you have. Because I can smell one of the wells. Have you ever smelled one of those wells?
Yes.
Yeah. If it's high in nitrates, it's probably not good. It might be good for cattle, but not bad. But it can smell. We got somebody lighting up the text line. Outrider herbicide will kill Johnson grass and can be sprayed in your grass pasture. I didn't know that. It's just really expensive. Just wanted to mention it with the drought as an option besides spot spraying with Roundup. Thank you, whoever that is, and appreciate that. I didn't know that. Outrider herbicide will kill Johnson grass sprayed. And is that any grass pastures? Is that include native, or is that Bermuda? Is that blue stem? Just asking a question here. And I understand that anything's expensive this year, but it sounds like it's really expensive. But I did not know that. Thank you for your information. So what are you going to do when you leave here today?
I'm headed back to Grandma Linda's. I got to pick something up from her. And then I'm headed home to take care
Speaking of your grandma, Linda, did you know, did you hear, you probably didn't hear me say the other day that I got to meet her for the first time.
How was that?
It was confrontational at first. On her, on me, I was just like, whoa! No, anyway, it wasn't as bad as it sounded. And when I walked in there to do the early voting last Friday, it's there at the county barn. I'm still mad at you, young man. You had my granddaughter and son on there, and I couldn't see my son on Facebook. So I was like, well, okay. And I text you, too. Which sometimes I get a lot of texts if the show's really busy, especially if I knew I had you and your dad in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably wasn't paying attention to the text line. So anyway, but anyway, she seemed like a really good person.
She's a good lady.
All right, I got somebody who wants to repeat about the Johnson grass. Outright, this is the name of the herbicide. It's called Outrider, Outrider herbicide. This listener is saying it will kill Johnson grass and can be sprayed in your grass pastures, just really expensive. They wanted to mention that because I was talking about the other day about options of spot spraying with Roundup. And that one pasture I got right now that I'm watching really hard, because I got the heifers and the calves over there, but I think they got her eight down where it ain't going to hurt nothing. I couldn't spot spray it. I'd kill too much grass, so it wasn't worth it. But anyway, I'm glad. But like I said, anything I say about chemicals on show, you guys check with the professionals and make sure that that'll work for what you're doing. So you've never been to the Christmas in July?
If I have, I was really little and I don't remember it.
It's coming up next weekend, July 8th and 9th. I'm just going to go over a few of the things because we're going to be hitting on this pretty hard next week, also with the Plum Jam. Fireworks will be Saturday at dark. This is a week from this coming Saturday. This is not the 4th of July. This is Christmas in July, July 8th and 9th. Colonel Tom Ivester, you ever heard of him?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to be the guest speaker for the opening ceremony, honoring the veterans at 6 p.m. The Altus Air Force Base, you know anything about that?
I know where it is.
Okay. Their color guard will be there. And I happened to attend the first Christmas in July 32 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was one of them. We just got back from Desert Storm. And we hadn't been back 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, there was about 15 of us dressed in our Desert BDUs, and my commander from Iraq, he actually was there, Colonel Hop. He ended up being a general in the Oklahoma National Guard. He was there. Governor David Walters was there. So anyway, it was a pretty good time. It's a blast out there. Looks like they're going to have a cornhole tournament. You play cornhole?
I do.
You any good?
Not bad.
Not bad? You know anybody who's really good?
Yes, Bregan Barnett. She's really good.
Is she really?
Yes, she's really good.
When do you get? I might pay you guys to get in there and win. And I'll split the pot with you.
We could win.
Yeah. And let's see here. Christmas in July. Yeah. I'm not repeating that on the show. Not on my ag show. Drew might, but I won't. But anyway, looks like a good time. It's coming up. There's a lot going on out here in Western Oklahoma. So, Miss Lipto, I'm glad you stopped by.
I'm glad I stopped by.
You made the show go so much faster. Anyway. Go talk to your grandpa.
I will.
Anyway, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Boom.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern.
Decisions on abortion. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A judge in Florida is temporarily blocking a 15-week ban on abortion over state constitutional questions. But in Kentucky, abortion can resume temporarily as the judge in Jefferson County stopped that state's so-called trigger laws for now.
Judge Mitch Perry did not